IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. I have two very special guest speakers for today's discussion, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Shaykh Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of Hajj, an act of worship and one of the most significant rituals in Islam, which consists of pilgrimage to Mecca to perform a spiritual and special rituals. Okay, Sayyid Naghvi, if we truly understand the Hajj pilgrimage and we become a Haji or Hajiya after getting back from the Hajj pilgrimage, our life must be very much different now, isn't it? So what is the main influence of Hajj on us, and what must be the main influence of Hajj?
Well, obviously, when we talk about the Hajj, the philosophy of Hajj, is to become the true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when it is said that the person who comes back from the Hajj, he is, just like a person who's just born, it's just like a new baby. Mm-hmm. And the new baby, we know that the new baby has not committed any kind of sin.
Yes.
And his book of deeds is empty.
Yes.
So the person who comes back from the Hajj is just like that. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this Hajj is giving us a chance, mm-hmm, of coming back to this world once again.
Mm-hmm.
And to things that we have performed, the mistakes that we have done, we should not repeat those mistakes anymore.
Yes.
Now we are sensible. Obviously, the Hajj does not become wajib, an obligation on the person who is not baligh.
Yes.
In the Islamic sense.
Yes. And who cannot afford it.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And also who cannot afford it.
Yes.
So the person who can afford it, he has lived a life. He has experienced many things in his, mm-hmm, life. And therefore, he has to stop doing things that he used to do.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that the mistakes that he used to do, the sins or, I don't know, the actions or deeds that he had. Now he has to reform himself. This is the time of reformation. That after the Hajj, he has to reform. And that's why, you know, the people who go to Hajj and come back, and if they have the same habits, for, mm-hmm, example, you know, doing fraud.
Yes.
I don't know, you know, getting involved into the haram.
Even maybe more than before, those, because now,
yes,
you are a Haji.
Yes.
You have a legitimacy among the people.
Yes.
You can do everything you like.
So,
of course, there are some rare cases.
If a person looks as the same the way he,
yes,
was,
yes,
before that, we say that he has basically, he wasted his money.
Mm-hmm.
And this Hajj is not maqbool.
Yes.
It's not accepted.
Accepted by Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. Why we say to the Haji when he comes back, may Allah accept your Hajj?
Uh-huh.
It depends on his deeds afterwards. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, Hajj teaches us a lot of things. There is goals, the political messages. Number one is, you know, in our countries, we have seen in the world, we live as, for example, Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki,
yes,
Shi'i.
Yes.
They're different school of thoughts.
Yes.
We have disputes amongst us. In the countries where we have Sunni and Shia living together, they're more in dispute.
Yes.
But why all these things does not happen in the Hajj,
mm-hmm,
where we have all of them together?
Yes.
All of them wearing the same cloth.
Yes.
All of them performing the same rituals in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
All of them at the time of Dhuhr, Asr, or Maghrib, for example, on the day of Hajj.
Pray together.
Pray together,
yes,
behind one imam.
Yes.
So this is the biggest message of Hajj.
Mm-hmm.
This unity, which Allah has said, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا,
yes,
do not disperse. Grab the robe of Allah. Hajj is one of those examples of robes.
Mm-hmm.
That it teaches you that when in the Hajj, a Wahhabi, for example, or Sunni, or,
yes,
whatever he is standing next to the Shafi or Ja'fari, like,
yes,
the Shia.
Yes.
They don't have dispute. They eat in the same plate, for example. They're performing everything, mm-hmm, together. You know, even when they go for sacrifice, when they go to stone the three pillars,
yes,
the satanic,
yes,
all,
yes,
of them are doing the same thing. So against all arrogant powers,
mm-hmm,
because this is what Imam Khomeini also has said, that the Hajj teaches us how to stand against the polytheism.
That's right.
And this polytheism means, you know, the polytheist, the mushrik, he's arrogant. Because of his arrogancy, he refuses to accept God.
Yes.
All the arrogant powers, no matter who they are, Hajj teaches us how to stand against them as one.
Mm-hmm.
So we have different satanic powers in
That's
the world.
Right.
So when at the time of Hajj we can be united,
yes.
Why not after Hajj? And this is the message what the Hajjis should take back to their, you know, the countries.
Yes.
On the other hand, what happens is obviously we have fake news around the world.
Yes.
You know, the media, it's propagating, or the Islamophobia is being spread.
Against the Hajj, against the unity among the Muslims.
So within the Hajj, people can see each other from different countries. They can communicate.
Okay.
And that's what obviously, this is important, that when we go to the Hajj, we communicate with each other, we get the right news. And after Hajj, obviously, we need to keep the spirit of Hajj. We need to save the soul of Hajj, which was provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously it's a big chance that mm-hmm. people who go for the Hajj, obviously, they are very lucky
yes.
that they got this istita'ah or ability yes. to go there.
There is a beautiful Persian poem by Ayatollah Muhammad Hussein Gharavi Esmani. We know that he was one of the outstanding letterists. He says that گهی به کعبه جانان سفر توانی کرد که در منای وفا ترک سر توانی کرد. ترک سر means leaving everything, sacrificing
because
everything.
In Mina we do sacrifice.
Yeah, we sacrifice.
Of animal.
Yeah.
So there, when you sacrifice the goat, it is not the goat anymore.
It's not the goat.
It's yourself.
It's your soul. It's yes. yourself, it's better to say.
It's yourself.
Self,
you know
right.
why self? Because self is also one of the factors of polytheism.
Uh-huh.
You know, For example, you know, at the Hajj, you cannot hunt,
mm-hmm.
right? Anything, even insects,
even
you cannot kill.
Even mosquito or fly,
you cannot kill it. There is kafara, right?
Yes.
What does it mean? It means that it is a training that, you know, here you can control yourself, have patience. In the real world, when you communicate, when you socialize with your wife, with your children, with your brothers, with the people around you, you need to show this sacrifice, or this patience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if someone has said something bad about you,
mm-hmm.
you need to show patience.
Yes, that's all right. These are the lessons that we can take from the Hajj pilgrimage in Mecca. And as we said, there are different deeds and actions done in the Hajj pilgrimage and the ritual, each of them symbolizing, for example, an action. For example, when you are Mina, when you...
Safa and Marwa,
there is a beautiful history behind all of them. And how beautiful it is that when the Hajjis, when the people get to Hajj pilgrimage, know about these philosophies, isn't it, Shaykh? I mean, with some, how can I say, pre-knowledge or presupposition, let's get to the Hajj pilgrimage, then it would be more fruitful, isn't it?
Yes, why not? For example, when you are doing tawaf,
uh-huh.
you feel that you are in the presence of your Lord.
Yes.
You know, you forget about each and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That you feel the presence of God
yes.
by the Kaaba as a symbol, because yes. it is a symbol for the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you, for example, stone the statues of
yes.
Shaitan.
Yes,
Satan,
Ramya Jamara. Yes.
So it tells you that you have stoned the Satans that you may have in your own soul.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be against your own Satan.
Although
well.
Some of them might be a symbol now.
Yeah, it is a kind of symbolic action.
Because stoning a pillar is not necessarily a stoning...
I just wanted to say, like, yeah. the first stone is America, U.S., the second is Israel, the third is yourself.
That's right.
So,
okay.
yeah.
So, this is a political...
Yeah, of course. And when you, for example, sacrifice the animal, so it tells it, it tests your devotion to Islam, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mm-hmm. how much you are devoted to Islam and how much you are ready to sacrifice
mm-hmm.
for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you forget about each and everything that you have in this world and just focus on your beliefs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or for example, when you do Sa'i, Safa, Marwa.
Yes, yes.
That walking between these two. Yeah, sides.
Yes.
So of course, it reminds you of the mother of Ismail, the Prophet Ismail, alayhi salam. And also, it tells you that you
was
must
it Hagar?
Hagar.
Hagar.
And of course, each and every of these rituals that we perform in the city of Mecca as a Haji,
we have taqsir.
Taqsir, yes, of course.
Just clipping the nails and cutting out, even cutting out the hair. And we can say clipping your nails is what symbol is this? I mean, even you get rid of all these belongings, you mean?
No, we adorn ourselves.
Uh-huh.
You know, every day we look at the mirror for many times. You know, you fix your hairs.
Yeah, you do your hair, you do your beard, that's right.
Over there, when you cut your hairs, this beauty of you, obviously, is a kind of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That you have patience over you, you step on your own self and say that I'm submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah. We call it halq or taqsir, we do. Yeah, so all in all, you have to forget everything.
Yes.
Except, and think only about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay.
That nice poem in Farsi you have.
Yeah. Okay.
Sarzanesh ha gar konad khar mughilan. Of course, there are difficulties, there are pains, problems. Many. In performing Hajj rituals, because you just focus on the beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
That's why whatever pain, whatever problem that you may suffer, you should do not care about them.
Especially nowadays, because, it is not as difficult as in the past. You got into the airplane, you go to Arab Peninsula, the buses with coolers and chillers are over there in the hotels.
No, it's still hard. Why? Because we cannot use a roof on the daytime.
I know, yes.
But obviously the summertime, when there's a Hajj, especially in these days.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's very hot there.
Yes.
And we have seen like how, you know, people in Mina, they were died like, you know, because of the Russian gathering a couple of years ago. So the suffocation is over there.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot say like it's easier. You know, even the lifestyle is also changed.
Yeah.
For that time when people used to travel on the horses or they used to walk, you know, they used to go to the Hajj by walk. Now, if they are using the plane, obviously the lifestyle is according to that.
Yes.
You, in your house, like in your home, you use the air condition, you use the car. So it's very hard for the people at this time to walk for that many days and even staying the whole night in Arafah, you know?
Wow.
In the desert, doing nothing.
Yes.
And just sitting and thinking about yourself. You know, the most important thing about the Hajj is pondering about yourself. You know, in the Hajj, if you look at the rituals, there's nothing to do.
Uh-huh.
There's literally nothing to do.
Or it takes a little time.
A very little time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in Hajj, the only rituals is Arafah, spend a night.
Self-pondering.
Mina, you need to slaughter animal.
Yes.
You go to Rami Jamarat, you stone the
And you do
Saturn,
not do the slaughter
you
yourself.
Back.
Just some people do.
Obviously.
That. Okay.
So you come back after Rami Jamarat. Then you have Tawaf, you pray. And after that, what you are doing?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Why you're spending the whole night in Arafah? Why you're staying in Mina? You're just pondering about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's the time to see that when I'm not allowed to even hunt anything or kill a mosquito or anything or a fly, and I'm bearing all this hardship, why is it?
Yes.
I have to submit myself.
Submit myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, think about my future, about my past. The best place
reforming
in order
yourself.
To find tranquility and calmness. That's right. This is the most, referred to experience of so many Hajjis and Hajjiyas. Self-counting. That's right. That's right. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen Nawawi and Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi aman.
شفعة أنا لها.